I found myself thinking about something. Over the last few conversations, we've been on a journey together. We began by talking about becoming. Then we asked a question that many of us spend a lifetime trying to answer. Who am I? Who am I? From there, we explored purpose, not as something we find, but as something we choose. As I reflected on those conversations, I realized something. None of those questions matter very much if we never ask another question. What is character? Maybe that's where the next part of our journey begins. For me, character is what we do when no one's watching. It's what we do that allows others to believe we are trustworthy. It's what we do when we see someone struggle. It's what we do to make the world better. It's kindness. It's authenticity. It's love. I've also come to realize something else. Character isn't built in one great moment. It's built one choice, one decision, one act at a time. Every act of integrity, every act of kindness, every promise we keep, every excuse we make, every truth we tell, every truth we avoid. They're all quietly shaping the framework of our lives. They determine not only who we appear to be, but who we choose to become. That raises another question. Why is choosing the right thing sometimes so difficult? As I was thinking about character and all this, I remembered a line I first heard years ago. It's from the West Point Cadet Prayer, and every time I hear it, I find myself thinking about character. Make us choose the harder right instead of the easier wrong, and never to be content with a half-truth when the whole can be one. Maybe character isn't something we claim to have. Maybe it's revealed every time we're faced with the harder right and the easier wrong. Most of those moments won't seem important at the time. No one's going to applaud us. No one may ever know what happened. But perhaps those are the very moments that quietly shape who we're becoming. Who are the people who teach us character? Now, you might ask why I asked that question. Now, it's not because books don't matter. They do. But books explain character. People demonstrate character. When I asked myself that question, two people immediately came to mind. One was my dad. The other was my friend and mentor, Bob. When I think about my dad, I don't remember one great speech he gave me about character. I don't remember him setting me down and telling me how I should live my life. I don't think my dad ever tried to teach me character. He simply showed me what it looked like. If he said he was going to do something, he did it. I never knew him to tell someone he would do something and then not do it. He carried himself with confidence, but wrapped in humility. I can only remember one time my dad got truly angry with me. And I knew why. I'd crossed a line. There was punishment. And it was deserved. Here's the thing. I don't remember the punishment nearly as much as I remember the words my dad used to explain my actions in a way that I could understand and grow from. As we talked about what I'd done, I realized the conversation wasn't really about what I'd done wrong. It was about helping me to do better the next time. When I think about Bob, I smile. He was my boss. He was my mentor. But more importantly, Bob was my friend. Over the years, he taught me things I didn't even realize I needed to know. Not just about business, but about people and about life. One lesson I still carry with me today involved this statement: praise in public, counsel in private. Now, I want to tell you about a manager I worked for who didn't follow that model. I'd taken a week of personal time to be with my wife when she had surgery. I took the day before the surgery and the day of the surgery and then 3 days afterwards so I could be with her and help take care of her. For the next 2 years, that manager kept bringing it up. Sometimes in the elevator, sometimes in the work area, sometimes in his office. It didn't seem to really matter to him where we were. Finally, one day I'd had enough. I went into his office and I asked him if he had a blank time card. He said, yeah. I said, then fill it out the way you think it should have been filled out and I'll sign it. He looked at me and said, that's not necessary. I think I probably had a slight smile on my face when I replied, then we're finished talking about this. And we were. Looking back, I learned something that day. Character isn't just about how we treat people. Sometimes it's about knowing when to stand up respectfully for what's right. Anyway, I digress. Back to Bob. I watched Bob treat someone working on the help desk with the same respect he showed the president of the company. Positions never determined how he treated people. Character did. When someone walked into his office, he'd smile and say, "Would you please close the door?" Then he'd put his phone on Do Not Disturb. He'd close his laptop. And he'd give you his complete attention. It was really a simple thing. It probably only took him a few seconds. But it told you something. In that moment, you were the most important person in Bob's life. Now, when you worked for Bob, you knew he had your back. If you made a mistake, he'd take the hit. Then he'd help you understand what happened and explain it so it wouldn't happen again. But everything he did was always done with respect. I watched and learned from Bob's example that respect isn't just something we feel. It's something people experience in the way we treat them. Maybe that's the question we really have been asking all along. How do people around us experience our character? I've also come to realize something. Character isn't only strengthened by the choices we make. Sometimes it's weakened by the choices we ignore. Years ago, I came up with something I called my bent nail theory. If you've ever built anything, you know that every once in a while, you'll be driving a nail in a board and it bends. That happened while I was building a deck. Now, it was tempting to just straighten the nail out and drive it on in the board. But then I thought about something. A straight nail is never as strong as one that was never bent. If you drive that nail in, that bent nail, eventually you'll end up replacing that whole board. I've often wondered if character works the same way. The little compromises don't seem like much. Until one day, we discover they were quietly weakening the framework of our lives. Maybe that's why character matters so much. Not because anyone else is keeping score, but because every choice, every decision, every act is shaping the person we're becoming. Tonight, before you close your eyes, ask yourself one simple question. What choice did I make today that strengthened my character? And maybe ask this along with it. Was there one that quietly weakened my character? Because I don't think character is built in extraordinary moments. Maybe we're becoming who we are. One choice. One decision. One act. At a time. Until next time, keep imagining the possibilities. Take care and live life to the fullest. Thanks, and God bless.